Welcome to a journey through time and wisdom, where the ancient philosophy of Stoicism meets modern financial strategies. Today we're diving into how embracing simplicity and understanding the essence of control can transform your financial well-being. I invite you and encourage you to share your thoughts, experiences, and successes in the comments below. Let's build a community where we can learn from each other and grow together. And if you find today's video helpful, please like, subscribe, and hit the notification bell so you don't miss any of our future content. From the bustling markets of ancient Greece to the high-speed digital transactions of today, we'll explore how timeless principles can help you live within your means, maximize your earning potential, and find peace in a world dominated by material gain. Join me as we uncover the secrets to financial freedom, the Stoic way. Stoicism, founded in the bustling heart of ancient Greece, teaches us the art of differentiating between what we can change and what we must accept. The core of this philosophy lies in controlling our reactions, not the external events themselves. How does this apply to modern finances? Imagine navigating economic downturns with a calm mind or facing unexpected expenses without panic. Stoicism equips us with the mental framework to focus on actionable financial planning rather than fretting over market unpredictability. Let's consider the teachings of Epictetus, who said, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." Apply this as you budget. When expenses rise unexpectedly, instead of stressing, reassess and adjust your budget. This proactive approach minimizes anxiety and puts you in the driver's seat of your financial life. Now, let's define what it means to live within your means. Living within your means might sound like simple advice, but it's a foundational stone for financial freedom. It means spending less than you earn, yes, but it goes deeper to making choices that align with your financial and personal values. This isn't about scrimping and saving every penny. Rather, it's about understanding and managing your finances so well that you never need to worry about covering your next bill. To effectively live within your means, start by tracking your income and expenses meticulously. Use tools like budgeting apps or spreadsheets to visualize where your money goes each month. Categorize your expenses into needs and wants and aim to reduce the wants gradually. For instance, if you spend $100 monthly on coffee, consider cutting back to $50 and redirect the savings into a high-interest savings account. A couple of other main components to being financially literate is understanding minimalism and simplicity. In a world where consumerism is king, Stoicism invites us to find richness in simplicity. Marcus Aurelius, a Stoic emperor, found solace in the simple duties of his office rather than the gold that filled his coffers. By applying this mindset, we can reduce financial stress by removing the incessant desire to acquire more, focusing instead on the joy of less. Begin by decluttering your space and your finances. Sell or donate items you no longer use, unsubscribe from unnecessary digital services that nibble away at your accounts. Every item or service you remove simplifies your life and reduces your expenses. Challenge yourself to a month of buying no non-essential items. Notice not just the savings, but also how your quality of life might actually improve without additional clutter. Now, another money move you can make to help with your financial success is to join the gig economy. In the spirit of Stoicism, making money from side hustles is about using your existing capabilities to their fullest potential. It's not about overworking yourself, but about smart diversification of income sources. Whether it's freelancing online, tutoring students, or selling handmade crafts. Side hustles provide a way to earn without compromising your main career or life balance. Identify skills you already possess that can be monetized with minimal effort. For example, if you're good at graphic design, consider offering your services on platforms like Fiverr or Upwork. The key is to start small and scale gradually. Allocate specific times for your side hustle so it enhances rather than disrupts your primary income and personal life. And lastly, the final pillar of our Stoic approach to financial freedom is effective saving. Saving is not merely about stashing away money. It's about creating a buffer that ensures your peace of mind. It's about preparing not just for emergencies, but for future opportunities and financial goals. Automate your savings to make the process thoughtless and consistent. Set up a direct deposit from your paycheck into a separate savings account. Focus on building an emergency fund that covers at least 3 to 6 months of living expenses. Once that's in place, start contributing to retirement accounts and other investment vehicles. Embrace tools and apps that round up your purchases to the nearest dollar, depositing the difference into savings. Small amounts that add up significantly over time. As we wrap up today's journey from ancient wisdom to modern financial strategies, remember that the path to financial freedom is both a marathon and a mind game. Like the Stoics, we can find immense power in focusing on what we control: our spending, our earning, and our saving. Start small, think big, and step forward with the calm certainty of a Stoic philosopher. Share your thoughts and join our community as we explore more ways to enrich our lives, both financially and philosophically. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time, keep seeking, keep learning, and keep thriving.